It's good to see everyone. I think this morning's sermon, I wanted to explain to you, our English congregation have been studying the one anothering passages in the New Testament. Like love one another. This morning, be kind to one another. There's over 100 passages in the New Testament about one anothering. And the older I get, the more I believe that these aren't just mere suggestions, but they're commandments. For instance, this passage we read this morning, it doesn't say, if you feel like it, be kind to one another. If the mood hits you, as long as things are going your way, be kind. It doesn't say anything like that.
So, cái câu gốc mà hồi nãy chúng ta đã đọc trong episode 432 đó, không phải nói là các bạn có thể muốn làm cũng được, không làm cũng được, nhưng mà câu này nói là mình phải làm, phải nhân từ với nhau, sống như thế nào với nhau.
It says, be kind. So here we go. Be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving one another. That's out of Ephesians 4:32 that we just read. So this morning, I'm going to break it down very simply into the three things that Paul mentions in Ephesians. Kind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Bài giảng sẽ chia làm ba phần.
Kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving. Those are three very different things. For kindness, we often forget this in our effort to live in unity with one another. Simple kindness goes a long way when it comes to the unity of the body of Christ.
Did you know the worst day as a waitress or a waiter for tips?
Yes.
It really is. My son works at Starbucks. My daughter used to work at Starbucks. I've got a long history. My sister, my brother in the restaurant business, they hate working on Sunday.
Con cái tôi với lại gia đình tôi làm việc trong những nhà hàng hoặc là Starbucks, nhưng mà cái ngày họ ghét nhất là cái ngày Chủ nhật, tại vì tiền tip rất là ít.
Not because of the tips.
Oh, not because it's okay. Of the tips.
Christians are notoriously so rude.
Đặc biệt là vì những người tin lành á, trong ngày Chủ nhật họ rất là bất lịch sự.
They don't say thank you. They don't say please. They don't smile. They don't tip. It's terrible.
Những người khách tin lành này á, họ không cười, không cảm ơn mà cũng không có cho tiền nữa.
You would think that we as believers, the one thing that would set us apart is kindness. But it's not. You know what sets us apart? Where we park our car on Sunday morning. Instead of parking it at the golf course, or instead of parking it wherever, we park it out here. But the majority of time when we go to work on Monday, we're often the same as everyone else. We're not kind. We're not tender-hearted. And we're not forgiving.
Mình không có tha thứ.
We're ugly.
Mình rất là xấu xa.
And we should be the pretty people.
Mà đúng ra mình phải là những người đẹp chứ không phải
xấu. We should be the ones people are drawn to.
Mình phải sống như thế nào để cho mình thu hút được người khác.
Sunday should be the one day that those kids that are working at those restaurants and those coffee shops, because they're trying to make some money for college or whatever it is they're doing, that should be the one day that they love to be there, because all those Christians come in and demonstrate kindness and generosity. They should love that, but they don't. So, sorry. If I stepped on a few toes, good. Honestly, some of my toes are the ones that just got stepped on. There are a lot of reasons for a lack of kindness in our lives. But I believe we need to quit with the excuses and simply start intentionally being kind to one another. Serve one another. Go out of your way to find opportunities for random acts of kindness. And for crying out loud, smile. Smile. God gave you something to smile about. You know, as many of you know, my father is very close to ending his last days here on earth. He has terminal cancer. And it's really blessed me in some ways to go through that with him. To truly live as though you have no idea if you have tomorrow. Because see, unlike my dad, who had a warning, right? He had a warning shot. Hey, it's about to be over for you. Most of us don't have that warning shot. Is that really how you want people to remember you? As unkind, as someone who never smiles? No. And beyond all that, we as a body, we're called to share Christ with those who don't have him. And a lot of the believers that I know, I wouldn't want to be around them either. If people don't want to be around you, how are you going to share the gospel with them? Smile. Jesus really does love you. And that's enough to smile about. But beyond acts of kindness, those are things that I can do for people. Right? Like I can pick up the trash in the parking lot. I can move the carts for people that, you know, in the parking lot areas where they leave all these carts everywhere. I've never seen that in my life before I moved here. But apparently people have a problem with that. But going around and putting those carts away, those are things that I can do for people, right? But when we get into the idea of tender-hearted, it's a lot deeper. It reaches to an area of empathy and compassion. So often we get so caught up in our own lives that we forget that others are struggling.
Đôi lúc mình có rất nhiều điều xảy ra trong cuộc sống của mình nhưng mình quên đi những người xung quanh mình, họ rất là nhiều sự khó khăn, thử thách.
And I'm pretty sure that guy who cut you off in traffic, the last thing he needs from another Christian is for you guys to cuss him out, to scream at him, to put your hands in the air and do whatever gestures you do with your hands when people cut you off and treat him differently. How about you prayed for them? Like you got so tenderhearted for your fellow man that you're like, man, there must be something really wrong. I'm going to pray for that guy. My oldest daughter, Keegan, just started working for HEB over the last few months, the grocery store. And it's amazing how many hurting people come into her lane.
Con gái của tôi mới bắt đầu làm việc cho chợ HEB. Và con gái tôi kể là có nhiều những người mà rất là không có nhân từ, không có thương xót gì trơn mà tới ngay cái chỗ cái tính tiền của con tôi.
Angry. Mean. Hateful. But at the end of the day, you see, what we're really trying to tell people when we're mean and hateful and just all the opposites of kindness and tenderhearted, what we're telling people is we're hurting.
Nhưng mà tới cuối cùng thì các bạn biết là những người mà bày tỏ những cái hận thù, những cái dữ tợn, những cái đó là thật sự họ đang trải qua rất là nhiều điều đau đớn trong lòng họ.
And I don't know about y'all, but when I'm hurting, the last thing I need is someone to hurt me more. So what if we started giving people some empathy and some compassion that, hey, look, I have no idea why you're angry with me, but I'm pretty sure it's not me. And unfortunately, I give my family far more excuses or reasons to practice that towards me. Because lately, I have been that grumpy old man. And instead, what if I gave them lots of opportunity where they started experiencing it from me, where I'm being empathetic, where I'm being compassionate? Do you guys know who Jane Austen was? You know who that was?
Jane Austen.
You need to research her. She's a pretty neat lady in American history. And this is a quote from her. There is no charm equal to the tenderness of heart. There are those few individuals, no matter how tender-hearted you are, they're going to push you away. But those people are rare. The people in my life that I encounter, the more tender-hearted I am, the more the receiving they are of what I have to say. And again, we're believers, we love Jesus, and we're trying to share his love, his message with other people. And they're not going to hear you if you don't understand what it means to be tender-hearted. So finally, we're going to talk about forgiving. I find this to be one of those easily said but difficult to do topics in my life. It's super easy to tell my wife on a regular basis, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. But do I really forgive her if I keep bringing up what I forgave her about? I tell my kids, you know, a married couple, okay, what about kids? I say that about my kids, I forgive you. You know, one of my kids will come to me, Papa, will you please forgive me? Like, yep, sure, I forgive you. But do I really? Because I keep bringing up the things that they did over and over and over, and I'm bringing it up. Now, I'm not saying I have all the answers, because I don't. But I'm pretty sure if I really forgive you of any offense that you've offended me with or anything like that, once I say I forgive you, I'm pretty sure it means that I'm not going to keep bringing that thing up, right? We are so quick to see the need for forgiveness. When we need it. But slow to see the mind, to see the need to forgive others for things that they do to us. Oh yeah, I'm all about grace and mercy when I mess up. But when somebody else messes up, the grace and mercy and the forgiveness, they start being pushed to the side, don't they? I want retribution now. I want payback. See, the problem is unforgiveness leads to bitterness. And bitterness is a root that's very difficult to dig up. There's another lady in American history that I really like. Her name is Harriet Beecher Stowe. Do you guys know who that was? Famous abolitionist. And prolific writer. She's known for her, you'll know this, if you've studied American history, so these guys in the back, right-hand corner back here, they're familiar with Uncle Tom's Cabin. They can at least tell you it was a book, right? She authored that book. She also authored, I think it was 29 other books. I really liked what she had to say. I'm pretty passionate about the anti-slavery movement, and yes, we still have one today. And this is her quote that I found on forgiveness. The bitterest tears shed over graves are for words left unsaid and deeds left undone. You see, I've lost my... Whoa, that was loud. I've lost my older brother. He died while I was 30, so 20 years ago. I cried lots of these tears. Lots of them. Because I had things that were unsaid. I had things that were that I needed to take care of with him that I never got to do. You see, my father, when he goes, I'm not crying any of those tears. I've told my father on several occasions when he tried to have that talk with me, like, Dad, I don't have anything for you. We're good. We've said what we needed to say. We've forgiven and we've loved and we've moved on. Another one of my heroes in American history. Can you tell I used to teach American history? Another one of my heroes was Martin Luther King Jr. You see, anyone like that who's willing to stand up for what's right, knowing it will cost them their life, is a hero of mine.
Tôi rất ngưỡng mộ ông, tại vì tôi thấy là ông biết điều gì có thể xảy ra cho ông, nhưng mà ông vẫn tranh đấu đến cái cuộc là
And as a pastor, you know, he was a very prolific writer as well. And one of his quotes, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Ông có cái câu viết như thế này, bóng tối không thể chiến thắng bóng tối, chỉ có ánh sáng mới chiến thắng bóng tối, còn hận thù không chiến thắng hận thù, nhưng mà tình yêu thương sẽ chiến thắng hận thù.
When we as a body operate with an attitude of kindness, tenderheartedness, and forgiveness, unity is sure to follow.
Cho nên vì thế tất cả chúng ta đây đều là chi thể của thân thể của Chúa, thì nếu mà chúng ta sống bằng những cái điều này là nhân từ, thương xót với lại tha thứ, thì chúng ta sẽ có sự hiệp một với nhau trong chi thể của Chúa, trong thân thể của Chúa.
And unfortunately, the opposite is true as well.
Và cũng như nghịch lại cái đó cũng có.
When we hate,
chúng ta thù hận nhau,
when we lack compassion,
và không có thương xót nhau,
and we hold on to unforgiveness,
và luôn luôn giữ những điều mà mình không muốn tha thứ họ,
chaos and disunity are sure to follow.
Thì thân thể của Chúa sẽ xảy ra rối loạn với lại không có hiệp một với nhau.
So I'm going to close this morning with a passage from Colossians 3:12. Finally, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Cho nên trong đại khái câu đó nói là chúng ta là những người được Chúa chọn làm thánh đồ của Chúa, cho nên chúng ta phải mặc lấy cái sự thương xót, sự nhân từ, sự khiêm nhường, sự mềm mại cũng như sự kiên nhẫn.
So let me close in prayer.